The statement ends a painful transition that began with Meghan and Harry's stunning January 8th declaration that they plan to step down and become financially independent. In the negotiations that followed, they agreed to no longer use their His, Her, Royal Highness, HRH titles, though they will still be formally referred to as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Queen would have to take those titles away, says a royal insider. Although the couple are expected to generate their own income through development deals and speaking engagements, questions have persisted around who will foot the bill for their protection. All security costs are being personally covered by the couple, says a close royal source. Harry's father, Prince Charles, 71, who is on the mend from the coronavirus, will continue to cover some of their finances going forward, the source adds. Now, as Meghan and Harry settle into L.A., life with 11-month-old son Archie, they are feeling good, says the source. Like everyone, they are adjusting to social distancing, being cautious and safe. Archie is teething and is a happy baby. I'm sure he is happy to be in the California sunshine. And despite all the uncertainty surrounding global events, they are positive about the future, adds the source. It is exciting for them to mark the end of the transition and the official start of their new chapter.